That's it. Get the thumbs up now. And welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour. Fun wood. E siga su yan e gua.
Dala sap su oska hat nit siga.
You know what? We forgot to do the shout out last week's show, yes. But we have to make sure because I really love it when people come up to us and be like, hey, we listen to your show, because sometimes it's, you know, you don't even expect it. But I met a fellow Oni Chixquapoonik member during the KISS concert, and that is Jody Ann Half and her partner, Tim Hillier. And I do believe he was all the way from the East Coast, made his way out here in Treaty 6 territory and shacked up.
Shacked up, Mi'kmaq, made his way back this way.
Oh, he's Mi'kmaq. Yeah. Shout out to our Mi'kmaq relatives out there. You know, me and Dallas had actually had that opportunity to go spend time in the communities out there for powwows and, you know, just some other work we had. Shout out to our relative out there, Garrett Glode, and the Glode family over there. A lot of their words is really similar to us. I think, like, for us, we say Samaginsuk.
Yeah.
That means, like, warrior or something over there. Which it's is something close and close cool. Like that, yeah.
But speaking of the communities I went to Millbrook. We both went to Millbrook.
I went to Indian Brook.
You went to Indian Brook. We went to, we participated in some powwows, but also National Aboriginal Day as well is what they brought us out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really cool. Hey.
Speaking of the Mi'kmaq language, though, it's a sister language to us because it comes from the Algonquin family, the Algonquin roots, because Algonquin language is its own language, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it branched off. Even a lot of people don't know this, but Blackfoot is a sister language to us, too. Blackfoot, Blackfeet. It's a sister language because they come from the Algonquin speakers, too. Cree. Wow. Anishinaabe, Ojibwe, Mi'kmaq, even all the way down in Mayetta, Kansas, those people down there too.
Wow, yo, what is that? Meskwaki.
Yeah, Meskwaki. Yeah, so the Algonquin speaking people, indigenous languages, are literally spread all over, coast to coast almost, and all the way down mid USA and all of that's really cool.
It's really cool, but I just want to, again, we a quick shout out to Tim
Hillier.
He was really cool to talk to, and you know what, honey? He's a champion hand game player. He plays hand games with all the hand game players in Saddle Lake, and he travels with them. So it's pretty wonderful of talking to him about his journey of the love of hand games and being a part of that. So I thought it was really cool. Really nice guy, you know.
Speaking of hand games, there's a big hand games in Coeur d'Alene. Is that this coming weekend?
Coeur d'Alene, yeah. CDA.
I think there's going to be a lot of people from, you know, Frog Lake, Saddle Lake, everywhere. I even seen that even my older sister who lives around Fort Hall, Idaho, is going to be going there. Hopefully everybody travel safe when they go to Coeur d'Alene. Those get big, if not bigger than powwows, than Watsamwins.
They did. They had a big one in Brockett last weekend, and I think the week before everybody went to Muckleshoot. So yeah, I mean, hang games is pretty big. It's really big.
Isn't that kind of like played a big part in your singing too, right? Singing hang games.
Absolutely. Roland Quinney, Jacob
Kutawi.
Kutawi would take us around to powwows, but mainly for hand games, right? Then we'd kind of venture off into the powwow circuit, right? Which was really cool.
I was told a story. My dad said that too a lot when they would travel to powwows. They'd go with my Nemosumpan, Alex, and they would sing hand games.
Yeah,
that's how they kind of started singing, was singing hand games. And powwow came later in the picture. And actually, I had a picture of my late Nemosumpan, my late grandfather. And it was on one of those little tiny, you know, those you put it on a projector, and it showed him singing there, and you could see my late uncle Charlie Nutsawi's pun singing right beside him. So I thought that was I wish I could find that picture again, but it was really cool. Shout out again, speaking of my late uncle Charlie, we want to shout all of our listeners out there in Rocky Boy, Montana. I think they have some round dances. I don't know, I thought I seen some posters come out, but I do see that
they had a round dance like last week actually. Was that? Rocky Boy, yep. I know a few of the, like John Berland went over there. I seen Mark Stone, Mark Long John go over there. So it looked like a lot of people went there just across the border.
This is a part of our show where we usually like to share some music. So I'd love to play a cool, actually, this was an album that was recorded by my dad and his brothers, and it's called the Wood Brothers Cree Stick Game Songs. And these stick game songs came from this area. You still hear a lot of people from our area here, Saddle Lake, Frog Lake, Onion Lake, singing these songs. So I want to play you guys one of the songs off there. And they don't have this on CD. It's not on streaming platforms. The only way you could listen to this was by buying a cassette tape. And actually, I had a good friend who kind of, he ended up ripping that whole tape for me and then putting it on MP3. So I hope you guys enjoy this song. Bit of the Wood Brothers Cree Stick Game Songs. Again, that was kind of a special treat because again, you can only hear that on a cassette tape. So if you still have the cassette tape and you have a working cassette player, tape player. That's the only way you can hear that. But I'm glad to share a little bit of that with you guys. You know, every time around this year, you know, when it starts to get cold, we always talk about Nutsawi's bun, my late Uncle Charlie. We always used to bump into him here in town whenever him and my Auntie Judy would come up to Canada while he was up here for business and stuff like that. And that's why Rocky Boy holds a special place in our heart.
It does, honey. And, you know, we always talk about my Nsispan Tani and Tiga, as they would call him. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, his stories were wonderful. And my connection with him was through my Uncle Mike, right? Because mm-hmm. he played quite a bit with my Uncle Mike, knowing that my Uncle Mike would play with his dad as well, too.
My
right?
was so fun. And yeah. That's kind of funny how that worked out for me in Dallas, because our families knew each other, our relatives, and we didn't meet each other until, like, I don't know, 16 years ago almost.
Holy
Kayasa. Yeah, but you know, we were probably in the same places a lot of the time. It was a good thing. It was a good thing I met you when I did, though.
Matsugotsenmana was a good thing.
I sure missed those visits, though, because, you know, Nutsawi's been my late Uncle Charlie. Whenever we would visit him, we'd always go camp at his house and stuff, too, and my Auntie Judy would cook for us. But I don't know where he would invite people over and we would sing for them, hey? Like, that's old school, though. That's old school when you would do that. Or one time he's like, hey, come jump in. I'm going to bring you guys to go sing at this place. And I guess one of the programs there was having like a big bonfire, and he brought us to go sing there. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
But because, you know, even in that community of, he was actually a teacher out there, mm-hmm. right?
So he really worked in the language program at Stonechild College.
Yeah, Stonechild College, yeah.
And they have a really good language program there. And we always talk about the difference. There's one little difference in our symbols in syllabics, and that's the S, the S-I-S-O-S-A-S-E. Those sounds, and they have a different, it kind of looks a little different from our S sounds, our S sound syllabics. But we want to say shout out to everybody over there again, and hope you guys enjoyed that song.
Yeah.
But you know, we're coming to that time of the show, though, where we like to leave you guys with some last thoughts, you know, some good thoughts about Nehiwiwin, maybe some encouragement. You already know what I'm going to say, but I want to leave the mic open, you know, to Nina Bim here. Do you have anything that you'd like to say in regards to our show today, or anything you'd like to add to anything that we've shared?
Well, you know, I always say, you know, laughter, but you know what? I'm starting to realize that stories play a big part in language as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about even with hand games, I mean the laughter that comes with hand games and that the healing songs that are part of hand games, right? But the story does go, right, that a warrior fighting warriors, they both injured themselves, the Mimigoisak, you know, were healing these warriors and asked them, there must be I want to show you guys this game so you guys don't have to, you know, to
fight.
You know, fight and hurt each other, maybe play it this way. So and the way that story goes is that they would play for merchandise, they would play
things,
right? So nowadays too, they have games and hand games where they play for what is it called? It's not merchandise. They play for items.
Like monetary
yes,
stuff.
Yes. So like I'm gonna play
is
for
that
this,
open games?
Yeah, open games. So I could play for a Pendleton blanket for your Pendleton blanket, right? Instead of money.
Like you
but
match people?
Yes, match. So I mean, going back to laughter is always a big part in my encouraging for anybody to learn.
Have
the language.
Have fun with it.
But stories. Listen to the stories. The stories are so important.
That's why I said, that's why Dallas always talks about Cree syllabics designs, because they share so much stories and interviews on there. Right?
They do. And you got to watch it again. I really want to look into seeing the different tones. I think that's what it is. That's the different tones from, people try to say dialects, but that could be one thing, but I think it's tones too.
It's different, because even if you don't understand what an elder's saying or praying about, you hear the tone in which they speak the language. That's something you can connect with. Or when somebody's telling a funny story, say you hear some people talking and they're laughing and they're telling a story in Cree, it's the tone. That's what you catch on to. So it's really important to listen to and pay attention to that. That's another special thing about hearing the language and connecting with it. I want to say our three favorite phrases that we like to leave you guys with, and that's Agamemok, Kaipu me egua gaini peo sit, and that's persevere, don't give up, and don't be shy. We all know Dallas isn't shy. He was talking about Zapsus all episode.
That's the secret word of the day.
And if you don't know what that is,
post it on our Facebook page.
And then it's real though. Yeah, it's a real thing.
And I'll send you a shirt or
and you know what? It just goes to you never know. Somebody, one of our listeners, probably felt the connection to that.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We're all in this together. And you know, again, we want to say have fun with it, you guys. Don't be shy. And hope you guys enjoyed today's show. We will see you guys next time on the Cree Chatter Hour.